At least 1,000 children in Buffalo are diagnosed every year with dangerous levels of lead in their blood. That number is based on young children who get tested for lead poisoning, but not all do. In fact, Buffalo public school officials could verify that only about half the children enrolled in pre-K and kindergarten have been tested at least once for lead poisoning. That means more than 2,100 pupils either were not tested or their test results did not get reported to authorities. No one knows how many of them have dangerous levels of lead in their blood. State law requires children get tested twice for lead poisoning before they turn 3. But because of a lack of data, no one knows for sure how many children in the city meet that requirement.
So we have incomplete data right now that suggests 53% of our pre-K students and K students have a lead screening on record.
That's Will Carestis, the Buffalo School District's Chief of Intergovernmental Affairs, Planning, and Community Engagement. He said the schools don't know how many children got tested twice as the law requires. Dr. Stanley Schaefer is a pediatrician and director of the Western New York Lead Poisoning Resource Center's Rochester office. He said testing toddlers at least twice for lead poisoning is critical.
The only way that we can identify a child who has had lead poisoning or significant lead exposure, at least, is by testing them with a blood test.
Erie County Health Commissioner Gail Burstein told the Lead Poisoning Roundtable a year ago that she did not believe testing children for lead was a problem in Buffalo. And the lack of reliable data hasn't stopped her from citing incomplete statistics to support her position. For example, here's what Burstein told Erie County legislators at a hearing last February.
Through looking in our database, we found that 95% of children we check have at least one screen at their pediatrician's office, which is their medical home, and the other 5% are mostly refugees.
Burstein was citing data provided by Head Start that reviewed lead testing records for one-third of the program's 1,500 pupils in Buffalo. That's just a fraction of the kids in that age group across the city. Erie County legislator Joseph Lurigo said the health department should do more to get the word out about the state mandate to have children tested at least twice for lead in their blood.
And I understand that the health commissioner wants to come in and inflate the numbers and make it look like we're doing everything we can, but you know, it doesn't matter if it looks good, we need to actually be reaching those numbers.
Burstein refused to be interviewed for this story. In an attempt to get more kids tested, the schools have proposed organizing free lead screenings. The tests would be available to incoming pre-K and kindergarten pupils and their younger siblings at community schools and 2 mobile health clinics. The damage caused by lead is irreversible and includes behavioral and learning problems that schools must deal with. This explains the district's interest in getting a better handle on incoming pupils.
If we don't have access to the complete health profile of a student, and that means their historic lead levels, we're missing a really critical piece of data.
But the health commissioner does not support the plan. She told the schools and county lawmakers that lead testing should be managed only by a pediatrician's office, some of which do not report test results to authorities. The school district first proposed the idea a year ago, but it didn't get off the ground.
Where is the sense of urgency?
We think everyone's bringing that sense of urgency, but at a certain point, we've got to follow up talk with action.
When can people expect something from the schools on this?
I would like to see that happen in the next 6 months.
For WBFO, I'm Dan Talvak with Investigative Post.